podcasts. I don't know. Which podcast number are we? See, I always start streaming this thing, and then I decide to go get the podcast number. Because isn't it kind of cool to say which podcast? This is podcast number. I don't know. I've started over so many times. Let's blank paper for better effect. Streaming and recording. Semi-live. Semi the other side of the world. Well, quite the other side of the world. And this is podcast number 3.0, episode 114. There. Didn't that sound great? I'm sure I could have done it like Johnny Donovan if I wanted. Hold on a second. Excuse me. My throat is a little... and I need to get something to drink here. Hold on. Oh, look at that. It's my Captain Marvel glass cup or whatever that I got from, pardon my French, the theater when I saw Captain Marvel before you could. I did a little video actually this week about what I thought about Captain Marvel. Make sure you check it out. If you could, by the way, looking at me requires Twitch or the podcast archives, which I don't know. I might start putting the podcast archives somewhere on Jesse's. You want to know why I don't put the podcast archives available on Jesse's? Okay, here's why. Because I can't do them unlisted. When I export the videos from Twitch, I have to send them to YouTube, either public or private. It hasn't occurred to Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon, that owns Twitch, or that bought Twitch, or however that works, that maybe people would want to have access to YouTube settings when sending stuff to YouTube. Or at least all of the settings. But that's okay. He's the richest man in the world, according to the news this week. So, what does he care about any of us? After all, he attacked the Covington kid, and with his Washington Times thing, at least, anyway. And so now he's getting sued for $250 million, just as CNN soon will be on... Well, today or tomorrow. The lawyer said it all depends. We'll see. Okay, but see, now I'm getting into symphony stuff. Speaking of symphony stuff, okay. Remember, this podcast weekly is my multi-hat. I'm a man in Asia, American in Asia, who wears many hats. And I'm sharing with you the journey of my week through writing and through... computer developing and through crazy life in Asia and through watching what's going on in media and through American conservatism. I'm watching what happens and I'm telling you about whatever I did this week. And hopefully it gives you tidbits and insights about how to do this or that, or the perspective of, you know, here's a guy that's a web developer and an author and a podcaster and lived in, and so he's going to tell you what he thinks about, you know, whatever. This week I finally got the all podcast. It was just starting last week. It's approved. It's in iTunes, the all podcast. It's got all the podcasts. It's approved. It's in iTunes. It's in Stitcher, stitcher.com/podcast, Jesse Steele, all one word. That's it. That's the thing. It's got. And now it's experimental. I'm still testing with it, but I'm even getting the symphony stuff into the all podcast. I'm still working on how to do it though. I'm still testing it. But if it works, then I might have to do anything else if it works. So we've got, yes, the all podcast. It's purple. In case you pay attention to colors, it's the all podcast. And I am the all podcast father. That's exciting. What else did I do this week? I wrote and illustrated my own first and probably last single standalone children's storybook. It's called Four Little Mice. Oh, it's great. It's the best children's story you'll ever read that was written, this decade. It's the greatest. It's I'd say it's up there with Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, and the Pokey Little Puppy, and the Little Red Hen, and Peter Rabbit. Although I'm not going to say it's better than those, because that would be braggadocious if I said that. And I'm not about to brag or act like I'm the best and the greatest. I just think that it could be up there with them, but we'll have to see what the people think. You can read the text free online and see a couple of the illustrations. The illustrations are on the front and back of the cover, but if you really want the goodness, then you've got to go get the book for $12.99. Okay. The other thing, and I don't know where you are in the world. I'm sure that you deal with people, and I'm sure this may be useful to you, but this is a big deal. Write.pink. The Pink Write website, Write, W-R-I-T-E, Write.pink. It's featured there on the front. And then if you click in the reading list, you'll see four little mice up on the top. And another thing too, I don't know if I got this last week. Write.pink now has a little button over on the side. It's a little thing you can flip and it will make, the whole website go to a night theme. So it's all black. And the words are kind of whitish, you know, like that. It's not absolute black. And it's not absolute white. It's a little bit soft. But it's easier on the eyes. Because looking at computer screens that are solid white can be kind of annoying. See, the thing is, the PinkWrite books are white with color. So I keep the website that way to make it similar so that you don't need the money to buy the books. The books are better to buy because you've got them in hand. I mean, I'll tell you what, I grabbed an ebook. And I asked a kid to read 52 read-aloud bedtime Bible stories from my tablet, and he read it and didn't know what to do with it. I got a paper copy of the book and handed it to him and asked him to read it, and he just ate it up. So there's something about holding the real book when we're reading that makes things very useful. But I really believe in open source, and so the stuff's there available online to use. Now, the book's copywritten. You can't go out and sell it, but you're welcome to use it. I think there's a license that comes with it, or I might be modifying that someday. Okay, this is a really big deal. This next thing I'm going to tell you that I worked on this week. The Four Little Mice, I wrote the book and did all the illustrating in one day, and then I spent the next 2 days formatting it and making minor edits. But the whole story was a one-day thing. I just sat down and went. Had it not been for that, I might have gotten more progress on other projects. But I managed to finish most of this. There'll be a couple tweaks you might not even notice. The phonics page. This is a big deal. If you've got kids, or if you're in Asia, you're teaching ESL students, you're an English teacher, if you have children or may have a family someday, this is a big deal. I've gone through and read all of the phonics charts at the phonics page at write.pink. It's on YouTube. I go through all the words. I read them all. I explain the IPA. There are links in the website that link to each small video. These are 2-3 minute videos or so, something like that. I even read .2, which is the first dot story. .1 is the phonics, because I did that. Like, you got to start with phonics. So I made that number one in the series for a reason. Phonics is a big deal. So I don't know if you know someone who might be trying to learn English as an adult, as a child, or if you know children, or are people that need someone who's dyslexic. This is a thing. This is a big thing. There's these little YouTube clicks all over the PinkWrite website. So if you're an ESL teacher, you can assign that to people for homework. They can go home and they can read along with it. And you can just go to the YouTube channel. You don't even have to go to the website. It's on the YouTube channel, but they're linked back and forth. And so what's being read from the website is linked to the YouTube channel, back. So they're interlinked like that. Okay. So that'll be helpful for a lot of people. And with that off my plate, I'm going to be able to go. I wouldn't be able to done it. I wouldn't have been able to do it, excuse me, were it not for having a good GPU that actually made stuff work. But now I'm going to be focusing on my computer curriculum, VIP Linux. I hope to have that out next week. Love you tons. Lots to talk about in the Taiwan special this upcoming week. See you then.